2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and Utah's Devin Kaufusi.
Hey, folks, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Players Club, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. We have Devin Kaufusi with us tonight from the University of Utah. He's in the studio. We're here at the Utah State Fairgrounds, watching all the people, smelling all the food, and listening to the wonderful music.
Oh, yeah, it's a party here tonight, man. It's what it's all about. This is what, yeah, the State Fair's there. The Tour de France has taken us some weird places. The State Fair is one of those fun places.
So, Devin,
yes.
You're there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
he's
yes,
like,
yes.
Please tell me he's still there. Yeah.
No, I'm still trying to figure out Middle Earth here from the last.
Yeah, no, it's not Middle Earth. That's a Tolkien situation. That's
Hollow Earth.
Yeah, there
yes,
you go. There
a Hollow
you go.
Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is your first. I know you went to BYU, and that was an away game, but kind of not really an away game. Is there a lot of discussion during the week or about how to kind of take care of business when you go on the road? Like, does Coach Whittingham sit down with you guys and say, okay, this is kind of how we travel, this is what we do, this is, you know, what kind of things go on the road that kind of help you to get dialed in and stay focused for the game?
Yes, we definitely go over that. You know, starting from, you know, everyone gets, we get this thing called the red card. They get it sent to us on our phone, and one, a physical one, it shows all the times of everything we're doing within the 2 days of traveling. One of the biggest things is make sure you have the right clothes with you. You know, we have our travel gear. We all got to look uniform and you know, look the part professionally, as well as, you know, being there 10 minutes early to everything. So we're able to be there, to, you know, show that, you know, we're dialed in, we're focused, and we're able to handle everything crisp, whether it's a defensive meeting, we go over our, you know, our specialty meetings, go over our substitutions, so that everyone knows come game time, you know, something happens, you know, someone goes down and it needs to be replaced on special teams or on defense stuff, the backup is there ready to go. And so we're not running on the field with 11 guys or, you know, any guys less than needed or more.
Do you guys have, like, I guess it's sweats, right? That's what your travel attire is when you're there?
We are travel sweats. And so
so you have different, like, wardrobes for different functions then. You have sweats for the meetings, sweats for the team movie.
But all different colors, different colors.
And so you have to coordinate all of that.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, you know, we make sure just, you know, we're all in the same thing, going to the stadium, leaving the stadium, you know, the day before, they're able, you know, just wear something Utah. But, you know, as it comes to the game day and everything, make sure we're all in the same sweats.
Do you all go to the stadium at the same time for the game? Does the whole entire team get on the bus and go in? And
yes.
Because I know in the NFL, we could kind of go whenever we wanted.
Oh, no way.
So guys went different times. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's an early bus and there's a late bus.
See, we could rely on Devin getting to the stadium, like, on time. If they said, Devin, you need to be there at, you know, 2 hours before game time, you'd be there 2 hours 15 minutes. But then there's like some stragglers who were always
the,
like,
Hollow Earth guys.
Yeah, there's guys who are like, no, what happened was there's an Uber driver, right? And he canceled on us, and then we barely got there.
Yeah,
so you gotta go there.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, every team knows the guy that, you know, was, you know, I'm sure you could think back to your time at University of Utah. I know you can hear the name of the coach yelling that guy's name. Where's so-and-so?
Yes.
Where's so-and-so?
Oh,
where
is he?
And so,
where are they?
Yeah, you never want to be that guy.
That guy ended
never,
up in ever. Prison, by the way, Devin.
Yeah, no, it's probably a correlation there, some type of conspiracy theory with that. So
there you go. All right. So getting ready for San Diego State. You guys are going to be heading down to L.A. It's going to be a 20. I mean, this is a 27,000 seat stadium. It's a small venue, by any stretch, because you know, you're not used to being in that small of a place. But and like you said, it's the first road game of the year, actual, you know, true road game. So all those things, you throw it all together, staying focused. What do you anticipate that San Diego State's game plan is going to be? We know they're going to run a lot, but what is it that you saw from them where you go, I guess maybe just assure Utah fans, here's how we are going to buckle down these guys on Saturday?
Like I said, just that bounce-back mentality. So all phases of the game, special teams, offense, defense, bouncing back, playing fast, playing with the correct technique, and being able to finish plays. And you stack plays after plays that are solid and technique sound, that, you know, by the end of the game, that's how you end up winning games. So you can expect that, as well as knowing San Diego State runs. As a defense, we want to be able to stop that run always as a Utah defense, and especially as a defensive lineman on that defensive front, you know, stop the run, you know.
You guys must have seen also this week, I mean, the same news, and I know that you guys don't necessarily – think too far ahead, and this isn't necessarily about a thinking far ahead thing, but you saw the news that USC fired their head coach Clay Helton, and then you must look at that and go, you know what, despite the fact that we lose at BYU, there's still so much season to be played still, and all these other teams are going through a lot, and the goals of being able to win the Pac-12, the goals of being able to make it to the Rose Bowl, those things are still on the table for you.
Yep. On the table, you know, after a loss, you know, you can't just, you know, sit there and sulk or wilt. My dad always says you can't just sit there and wilt away. You know, you got to respond. We have, you know, conference play coming up after this game, and the goal is, you know, Pac-12 championship that we want, and that goal is still obtainable. And so looking back, you know, this loss to BYU could be, the thing that puts us into gear and gets us in sync and could end up being the best thing for us.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. I think of that iconic Tim Tebow moment when he said, this team will never lose another game. We will not play like this ever again, and I'll take it upon myself to make sure that never happens." And I was actually going to ask you the question about that, but what do you take from last week's game, aside from bounce back and some of the things? What do you take from that that you can really build upon for this week? What's the positive side of what happened last week that you go, we need to have that and we need to build on that?
Ours would be just, you know, trusting our technique. You know, we had plays that were good, that worked and got by, you know, schematically, are great and everything that puts us in the right position. But when it comes down to, you know, winning in a controlling way, It comes down to technique. So when games get close, when games drag on, you're on the field for a long time, you got to be able to rely on your technique. And so that's just been the emphasis and what everyone knows. And, you know, it's great looking around a locker room and seeing, your teammates, you know, have that same fire in their eyes and knowing that, hey, he's going to work his butt off this week, I'm going to work my butt off this week, and things are going to be different. And so that just gives you the confidence as a player on a team. And gives you the confidence moving forward because we got the right guys. I have 100% faith and knowledge of knowing that we got the right guys on this team to make something special happen. It's just we got to get it all together.
I've been on a handful of some team charters with BYU over the years, and I one of my favorite things is, and this happens, I've seen it at other, you know, schools as well, I feel like Utah would be really, really good at this. They feed you guys so dang well. Like, it's like every turnaround, as soon as you turn around, somebody's handing you a box, you know, it's just like, or a giant sandwich or like a bag full of food. Like, it's like, you're getting on a plane, here's a giant bag of food. You're getting off this bus, here's a box full of food.
Yep.
When you go on the road like this, do you know, oh man, we're going to eat, is it just all stuff that's already prepared for you, or is it like, oh, we're going to go and we're going to have a giant meal as a team on Friday night at the hotel or wherever to be? Do you guys have like a team meal where you sit down and kind of come together for that kind of a thing?
We do up at the University of Utah, which I find really, really neat and really cool, is we have our team dinner before we hit the buses to go to the stadium. And that team dinner is awesome. You know, we sit together with your position group. Wait till everyone's there. We have a team prayer. You know, it's a very serious dinner, so to say. So it's just everyone's dialed in. You know, you're eating with your teammates, your brothers, and it just creates that feeling of, hey, we're about to go to war together, and it's all of us in the room.
And does anyone show up in their full uniform?
No, they have dinner sweats too, Scott. Remember we were talking about the sweats?
you have to have them zipped all the way up in the front.
it's our travel sweats and everything. And so just understanding that and having that moment and that meal together is really special. I've enjoyed that a lot.
That's fun. Those are the kind of things I feel like you're going to remember for a long time, too.
Yes.
So, hey, good luck on the travel this weekend. Scott's going to be down there calling the game with Bill Riley. And we're looking forward to meeting up again next week. And we're looking for that bounce back this week. And we're rooting for you, Devin. Thanks for hanging out.
Appreciate it. Good talking to you guys again.
All right. Get that guy a parking validation, huh? We'll take the break here. We'll come back, and we've got more to go. Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, going to join us next. Stay with us. We're here at the State Fair. Now the lights are on, and now you can see all those lights for miles of all the rides. It's the Tour de Fans brought to you by General RV, and it is the Players Club brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. We'll be right back. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.